Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Anything Goes. I will tell you, the first thing when I got the show back, or wanted to get the show back, I got Lindsay Downs always my good luck charm for my first show. Okay, for the first show, I had to have him. I did. It was great. The second, not the second show, but the second person I asked was this beautiful lady. I've known her as a poet. I've known her as an artist, which I wish she would release a concert video, put it on, you know, not YouTube, but maybe one of the services. I think it would be wonderful. And, of course, now as a filmmaker, and if you haven't seen The Scarapist, I don't know what form it's in right now, but go get it. It is that good. It is that scares the Pete out of me. It is that good. Not pee, Pete. P-E-A-T. Okay. I don't curse that much. Ladies and gentlemen, my sister from another mist. No, we're not related. Even though there are times I think we are. Jean Maurice Bacusa. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. Wow, what a ramp up.
I kept it into perspective. I mean,
I'm going to do somebody one for you sometime.
Well, it's funny. When you get, I had, where I was staying, I had a list of people I wanted to do my radio show. And people were like, how many? I started rattling off names. And I want him for my first show. And I don't think I'll get her for the second, but I want her around one of the first shows I do. And that was you.
Thank you.
You're well, my pleasure. No. It's my pleasure. But
well,
what
no,
amazes
no.
me...
And hello, everybody.
Go ahead.
You know, it's funny, as you're talking, and I'm chuckling to myself, because do you realize, I think it's, I had my 20-year anniversary in Los Angeles recently. That was January 19th of this year. And I want to
yes.
say that it's probably been about maybe 18 years for us.
Oh, my God. Don't make me feel old. I just turned 60. You're making me feel old, sweetheart.
That is mind-boggling. That is incredible.
Well, what scared me more is 59 didn't bother me. 50 didn't bother me. 60. It's driving me nuts.
Guy's been singing When I'm 64 lately because he hit that mark.
Well, it's not scary, man. It doesn't scare me, but it's like, or 60. You're old.
64-year-old punk rock drummer in the house definitely is an adventure.
When are you going to write the book?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. I really need to take the time to do that. I've been, you know, I've been busy. I've been, it's been
I
one
know,
thing
I want,
after
that's,
the other.
We're going to get to that in a minute. But when are you going to write the book? Because that's in a book in itself. I mean, God.
Oh, I don't want to be too provocative. No, I do want to be too provocative. There's definitely going to be a chapter called something like, if you want to show someone you love them, breaking and entering isn't the answer.
You already got me hooked. I want the book.
I have very good story.
What scares me is I want to read what happens to me. Oh, my God. No. Okay. Somebody once said, when are you writing your biography? I said, I have. But three publishers have already turned it down.
Oh, that's normal. That's normal.
No. I've mentioned too many real people's names, and their legal department didn't like it.
Oh, I know. Oh, boy. You'll be like Anais Nin. It'll come out after everybody's gone.
No, it'll come after when I'm gone. I'll have it in my will to have it done posthumously.
There you go.
They can't say, oh, we're going to sue the estate. You know, let them sue me. I'm dead. I don't care. Since we only have 30 minutes, tell me, what are you working on? I know you're working on a new movie, and I want to hear about it. What else are you working on?
I'll tell you. So this will give you an idea of why. I have been writing poetry. In fact, one of my poems, God Bless Sam Ranisky, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. I've never learned to pronounce his last name, but he does Blue Fifth Review. He's incredible, and he nominated one of my poems from last year for the Pushcart Prize, which was my first. That was a real honor. And that one's called Day of the Dead. That was nominated last year. And so I am wrapping up my second motion picture within the last, let's see, if you count pre-production, I've basically been working on movies now for almost 7-8 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been a little crazy. And so Night Rain, we're doing a special preview at a nondisclosed, very historic LA location in April, so next month.
Mm.
And it's very exciting. Some of the people attending invited include a new, very good friend of mine whom I think you would love and whom I think you know of, I'm sure you know, Tommy Wiseau.
Mm-hmm. I'm not worthy.
he's a phenomenal human being. He is one of these rare, what you see is what you get. He sang Happy Birthday to me twice, very loudly, in two different restaurants in Beverly Hills when it wasn't even my birthday. That was really great. So, and we did a short that's going around the festival circuit right now, Making Angels. Remember Making Angels?
Mm-hmm.
We did a short of that that's been submitted to some festivals that some have that have
since
requested.
I know what it is. Please tell them what Making Angels is so they understand.
Well, Making Angels is a group of artists who are haunted by the guiding spirit of a very famous satirical writer from the 1930s. In New York City. And this scene that Tommy and I do together, he portrays my therapist. So that's awesome. Tommy Wiseau as your therapist. Imagine that. So that is actually something that we are developing. And Night Rain, of course, is almost finished. And Scarapist is out on a lot of platforms on video on demand right now. And so I'm definitely going to be busy for quite a while.
Well,
yeah.
Which, you know what platform Scarapist is on? I want to mention the Scarapist a little more than that, and I wanted to know what platform so I know what to say and do and know.
Well, it's still on iTunes, Google Play, Xbox, Hoopla. Hoopla's been really good to us. I love Hoopla. YouTube. On their rental, and it's on a bunch of them. It's on Amazon Prime also.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we got an SVOD exclusive with Amazon Prime the December before probably. So it's been on Prime for a while, and it's doing very well. It's doing very well on Amazon. We've had very strong response from Amazon.
This lady, and I will say this in front of her and behind her, she sent me a screener of this film, and I showed it to a friend of mine. It was snowing outside. My friend wasn't leaving my place. It was snow. The white stuff. And it was sticking to the ground. I said, you're not leaving. And it wasn't a romantic obligation. It was, you're staying. Okay, I'm staying. You know, and they sat in an easy chair, and he said, "What do you got?" I said, "I got a lot of movies. What do you want?" He says, "What's this film, The Scarapist?" I said, "Watch it." I said, "It scared the peat out of me." And I don't know, do I not talk good English? I said, "Pete," you know, trying to, and they said, "Oh, scare the pee out of you?" I said, "That too." But this person was so impressed.
Oh.
And we were watching, as I said, a dub copy, a screener copy, I don't, whatever term you want to call it. But we were so impressed. It was like, why aren't, and then I didn't harp on it or anything. They said, "Why didn't this lady ask you to do commentary?" I said, "We're trying to arrange it."
Yes, yeah,
I know.
In
it
fact,
was like, yes.
Well, do you remember? Do you remember the company Alchemy? Do you remember?
Yes,
company?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
So they had an unfortunate demise, as you know.
Yes, I know.
They, before their unfortunate, in fact, just a few months before that happened, they contacted our distributor, our sales agent, and they're also a distributor. They contacted our sales agent, and they said, "We want this. We want, like, to do, like, a $100,000 deal with this movie." And then within 2 months, 3 months, let me think, within 3 months, they declared, they went through bankruptcy. So it was on the table. It was on the table, ready to go. But they didn't. It was, and I was actually, in a way, one of the fortunate ones, because there were people who made deals before mine. And, of course, due to the unfortunate demise, they never saw their dollars. But, yeah. And that was hard on a lot of people, because there just hasn't been a company like Alchemy. And they're definitely, I mean, I'm not saying this out of disrespect, but just out of, you know, seeing this pattern. But trying to get too big too fast seems to be what often does companies in. And what they used to do with home DVD and sales and whatnot, they were great. I mean, we haven't seen anybody like them since.
E1, but that's beside the point.
Oh, E1. Maybe I need to remember that. Maybe I need to write that down, my friend.
Well, that's what
we
you
do.
Need
I've got
to
get you doing commentary. I've got to get you doing your commentary to me so far has been so great. Because I think you grasped a lot of the finer points of this therapist.
It scared the life out of me, okay? There were times I kept going... I tend to watch a movie at 2 a.m. because I'm up. I'm not writing. I'm up, and suddenly it's like, it's not the movie you want to watch at 2 a.m.
You
and
told me that. You said that. Ooh.
But it's like 2 a.m. You watch this movie, and you're like, oh, I'm up. I don't care how much my eyes want to close. My eyes are up. You know, put toothpicks in. I don't care. And it's up. So,
and you had said one of the things that scared you the most was the actual voicemail. Some people didn't, you know, that some people did not realize that was an actual voice message. They thought that we had created that for the movie. And I said, no, that was the real person.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know my questions are that sharp. And I'm not trying to be funny.
You're
an author. I know you as a poet. I know you as a filmmaker. You're a Renaissance woman. I know that. You know that. Many other people I've talked to you about you know that. If they were going to put a tombstone up, God us forbid, but tombstone, what do you want to be listed as?
Just passing through.
Other than beloved mother.
I think, that's a great question. And I will say that I think artist comes to mind first, and human comes to mind second.
Okay, I'll buy. I mean,
if I can have achieved even one of those two things, I would be very happy.
I still say beloved mother, but that's me, okay?
Well, I had said just passing through, but I guess that's not altogether true. I'm doing a little more than passing through, aren't I?
I understand. So tell me about the new movie.
You're talking about Night Rain.
Yes, I am.
Well, Night Rain. So you're gonna probably catch a little bit of the dark humor here. Night Rain is about an actress producer who is unwittingly hired by her stalker to make a low budget period movie with her group of independent filmmakers about the real Elizabeth Short, which I've never said that publicly before, but I'm saying it to you because you're special.
And I'm chuckling. I'm not chuckling at you. I'm chuckling because, yeah, I get the wry humor in there.
Uh-huh. But I've not really revealed that before because I have not wanted to exploit what she went through, what that family has been through as a result of that tragic and brutal murder. But in the wake of this new series that just came out, I Am the Night, and the related podcast, I feel it's important to point out that a realistic and authentic treatment of Elizabeth Short and this murder has not been done and still has not been done. And I've been working very closely with people who even know her directly, who knew her directly. And we're very determined to change that pattern, to make something that gives her some justice. That's the goal. So.
And when's the release of this movie?
Excellent question.
Or are you hitting film festivals or what?
Well, that's an excellent question. So as of right now, there is going to be a preview, I mentioned, at an undisclosed but very significant historic L.A. Location. So the preview will be cast, crew, backers, and that's next month. We'll be discussing what festivals, how we'll proceed from there. That's kind of all I can say right now. But
I'm not
exciting.
Asking to pry. Somebody said pry. I'm like, no, I'm not going to pry.
What's exciting, another exciting recent development is, as of right now, actually, the person who is working on the sound. This is a dream of mine. I've wanted to work with him since I first heard David Lynch's CD recording, Lux Vivens, the music of Hildegard von Bingen with Jocelyn Montgomery, and that's John Neff. John Neff.
Okay, do I bow now and say I'm not worthy or what?
You are so worthy. I know how you feel, though, because he was really, for anyone who doesn't know, he really is the person who is responsible for helping David create that beautiful, enveloping sound that he's so known for.
As I said, I feel like Wayne and Garth going, I'm not worthy.
You are so worthy.
So are you going out, do a little poetry on in festivals or anything coming up?
You know, it's been a while since I was even asked, and because I've been so immersed in Night Rain, I don't have any plans right now. Although you mentioned live performance. We've been actually pulling some of the live performances that we have, believe it or not, this goes back to the days of video that were shot on video. So we've been going back through some of those. think we have three of them right now, or four of them. So we are, it was interesting you brought that up, because we are working on putting something together for that.
What amazes me is you are such a talented Renaissance woman that I don't know. It's like pulling a rabbit out of a hat. You don't know what to expect next. You know, which hat is she? The author hat, the poet hat, the filmmaker hat, the actress? You see what I'm saying?
I picture. I can hear Tommy's voice in my head saying, "That good, no?"
That's very good. Yes, yes, it's very good. Okay.
We've had some really great conversations, and in one we were talking about this very thing. And, you know, I said, you know, it's what I've told people in the past. Yes, you can do it all, so to speak. I don't know if I mean that literally, but you can do it all. You just can't do it all at the same time. Right? You have to make
your choices. Believe me, I know that one. I know that one well.
You pick
well,
your
a young lady who has another Blog Talk radio show, she says, you think you can do a 7 o'clock show? I said, I'm still on air at 7. Oh, I'm sorry. I could do it all.
Saying,
I just can't do it.
Are you saying
I can
you can't
wait a
be
little,
two places
few
at
minutes,
the same time?
You know.
No, you can't be two places at the same time? Really?
Oh, I could be there, but it wouldn't work because I can't... You know, what am I going to be, the dummy and looking the dummy that sits on the bookshelf and goes, yeah, hi, you know, waves the hand. Yeah, right, without a word in my mouth, it wouldn't work.
You are one of a kind. We'll say that. You are definitely one of a kind.
Well, thank you very much. No, thank you. That's a high compliment.
It is. It is. You are one of a kind. You are the genuine article. There's, you know, I don't know if you remember years ago, Steve Martin did a film called Leap of Faith. And
yes.
It was really very good. Yeah, you remember it. And I loved the line in there when Lucas Haas, you know, he's talking with Steve Martin. He wants to go with Steve Martin. He believes Steve Martin has brought him to this healing. And he says, you know, he says, you think a guy like me is afraid of the police. It's not the police, it's the genuine article. And you, kid, are the genuine article. So, you know, you, kid, you, Bennett Pomerantz, are the genuine article.
Thank you very, very much. From you, that's high praise, and I thank you. So let's update when things are coming out and what they're coming out. I want to make sure everybody knows what you're doing. You've got.
I don't know what
you're working on. A concert film or a concert CD,
yes,
or both.
I just said I don't know what I'm doing. The Scarapist is out on many platforms, and including Google Play, Vimeo,
mm-hmm.
Hoopla. You know, I could go Amazon Prime. We could go on. Many platforms, and the DVD Blu-ray is still in the works with a certain favorite audio critic of mine doing, I have to hear you do this commentary. I don't know if you remember, what was his name? Saras. Was it Al?
I don't remember.
He did a great commentary on LA Confidential. I've always thought of you when I listened to him talk about that because he's really astute. He gets really digs into it, and I like that you do that. You really
You're
dig
breaking
into things.
Up too. I don't know if it's the phone or what.
It could be me. Am I still breaking up, or am I here? Or am I back?
You're better now. Yeah.
Okay, I'm holding it a little.
I just want to make sure people hear you.
Okay, so Scarapist on various platforms, and Night Rain preparing to launch, and Making Angels screen test with Tommy Wiseau. Coming to festivals near you, the live spoken word performance art concert video being worked on as we speak, and I'm sure people will catch glimpses of me in the upcoming year with all the traveling I'll have to do
especially for Night Rain and Making Angels. So
what? No Food Network show? I was expecting one.
You know, that's hard for me to imagine because being Sicilian American, to me, like Food Network, those two words together, it's just, it almost sounds wrong. It's like, what?
It does, but the thing is, it's like you being Sicilian, I'm like, yeah, she is a cook beginner.
I mean, I feel like food is like, that would be like, that would like be putting like a camera in like a chapel or something, or Sistine Chapel. It's like, to me, food is like so sacred. You know, I just can't even envision that.
Oh, I can envision it. I don't know. With you, I would expect a good meal and just, you know, I would just sort of like sit in the kitchen and watch you work and just smile a lot.
Do you know the Sicilian word?
Food porn, yeah, food porn.
Food porn. Do you know, there's a Sicilian phrase, "Ooh mangiare." You say it like that, "Ooh mangiare."
Okay.
It's beautiful. There's really no translation for it except really, 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 really very, very, very good food.
Okay.
So are you planning on
going back on the concert stage again?
I will. I will be doing that. I've been so oriented to the motion pictures. I do want to take a little break between Night Rain and Making Angels because I didn't do that. With Scarapist, I went right from Scarapist to Night Rain. I feel like you could just pull my body out and stretch it into the Mediterranean. I'm so like stretched to the gills, you know. But let me
read you a comment from Jennifer. She said, "I love this Scarapist." Okay, that was all she said, but I thought you want to hear that because I'm impressed that Jennifer said it. Thank you, Jennifer, very much. I don't know her personally,
Jennifer.
But Jennifer's your new best friend. Yeah, okay.
Jennifer, write a.
And then she writes again. She writes again. She says, "I didn't know she does poetry."
Mm.
Okay, that's for the next show we do in July. Then I'll tell them that. Okay.
Jennifer, I got my eye on you. Thank you. In fact, as you know, Making Angels, there's a spoken word and poetry, performance poetry aspect to it. So in the motion picture. Don't want to give too much away.
So I'm waiting and enjoying. We have 2 minutes. Anything else you want to say and wrap up on this? Because I wish I had an hour with you, but I don't. I wish I did.
I know.
But that's okay.
The time always goes so fast. 2 minute warning. Well, I want to say that it's always so wonderful to hear your voice and to be able to talk with you. It's such a pleasure for me. I love to listen to you talk. I really do. It's so great. And I love the listeners. Your listeners are so bright. You really, it's an interesting like attracts like situation because you are very, very bright and they are bright. And so for me, it's really a joy, an honor, a pleasure for me to do this with you.
It's all right. Let me give the audience a couple of big surprises. Yes, Sarah Steele is coming back to the Legal Show, and it will be on Thursday at 6:30 p.m., and she and I will be discussing food and getting burnt at restaurants the hard way. She will be on at 6:30, and I'll be, of course, hosting. Next week, Sally J. Walker, writer and filmmaker, will be here. See how these shows work together. But next week, Sally J. Walker, and she'll be telling me about the festival in Omaha and what's going on. And she's got a new book, and if you read her new book, she mentions me in the foreword, so I'm very happy about that. So I don't mean to be rude to Jean. I love her dearly. We will be out of here in about 30 seconds. Thank you all for listening. As always, suggestions for authors I would love to have. audioworld@yahoo.com. Message me anytime. Good night. Be safe. Fly right. Good night.